didn't really layer. Rashi says abosim means kol uba, the whole fetus. So you have the hema no good be over to me and touch your favorite tame. In other words, when you made the shchita from the maisa, it's called now the has a shem oichel on it. The behemoth and the fetus has a shem oichel. And the yad is sticking outside, has a tumas evil menachai on it, has a tumas egin of elo. So since you didn't cut it off yet, it's now metamel the oichel. So therefore, even though you cut it off later, it's called maga nevela. It's like the uber is touching that nevela. Therefore, the uber now that has a shem oichel, after the shkita, becomes tummy. These are words of Rimeya. The Chum and the Chum say, maga treifa shkita. No, it's only still like it's touching a treifa shkita. In other words, the shkita of the mother helps enough to say that that yad that's sticking outside has no matumas nevela on it. It feels like a shkita was done to it. So even though the shkita of the mother does not help on the yad on the hand of the fetus that's outside the womb to make it mitzvah b'achila, but our koponim is considered that the shkita helps for it, at least it takes off the tumas nevela. So therefore, when you cut off that yad, it's not considered maga, the boss of the rest of the fetus, is like not touching a nevela, but it's only touching a treifa shkita, which has no tumor. Therefore, it's tohor. The Gemara says, Ketonu Mias Reisha. What do we learn in the Reisha? There's the Braisa. The Gemara says, now, Koponim Ketonu Mias Reisha. What do we learn in the Reisha over here? That Hoitzi Uberes Yodai. It is Uber the fetus first put out its hand before Shchitas Aim. And then the Chzira, it returned it back inside. Viacha Kach Shokar Esima, and then you made a Shchita. And the mother says, Mutta Biachila. It's Mutta Biachilistan. So Pashto is, my love doesn't mean to say, Aiva. But even the Eva, this Yad, that's outside, is also Mutta Bachila. So again, not like a Yidah Mashmuel. So Mara says, Lei, Ataya Uber, it's only going on the fetus itself, that's Mutta Bachila. For the Gemara, Iya Uber, if we're talking about now the fetus, it's the aim of Sefer. What does the Sefer say? It says Shachat, it's Imai. It says to Shechta, the mother, Viachakacha, Zero, and then the fetus returned, it's Yad, is also Bachila, it's also Bachila. So the question is why? The uber, if we're talking about the uber itself, the fetus itself, amai also, why is it also? Lamaisa b'shah shchita saying, it was inside the stomach. Only the yad was outside. So good, the yad at most should be also. But how could you tell me the whole uber itself was also? So the answer is, k'diyom rav nachman by yitzchok, l'nitzchok, not the chiddush over here, is that says zasuyam, and the claim, about it's not the actual uber itself. About the actual uber itself that was inside b'shah shchita is mutter v'chila. Because Nagaya that it's also the Chila of part of the Uber means El Mokan Chatach. It just means the Mokan Chatach, we have to cut it off. Again, here the case was where the hand was outside the Shashchita, so, and then it's brought back in again. So since the Shashchita was outside, the Yad outside has not a trefu on it, and you have to cut it off. So when you cut it off now, you cannot just cut off the exact Mokan, you have to cut off a little bit from inside the fetus itself. So that little part of the fetus that has to be cut off now also with the yad, that's what's called osa bachila. That's called the mokum chatach, the mokum you have to cut it off now. That's his aloch of the nachum rabbi yitzchok. So achilam here also, this tzandus reiser also the same thing. The mitzvah, the chrishkus reiser is, and the mokum chatach, so the mokum when you cut it off, are the yad. But you can't just cut off exactly the tzum, so where it was out, but you have to cut a little bit off from the inside of the fetus itself. That's called part of the fetus is also. But only that little part, not more. Moses says, Amy, it's not that way, it's not true. Vokiyosi Yavinu, when Avini came. Vivei Chuzoi from Chuzoi. Osi came, the ice must be some beer. He came and he brought a bracer with him. The bracer says like this. He brought a bracer like this, it says, Parsa Hechfi Ocho. The question is a case where the feed, the uber, stuck out its parsa, stuck out its hoof, and then it brought it back in again. And now you make a shkit the same. Ochel, poshen mashmi not eat the parsa itself. Parsais, let's say the uber stuck out two of its hooves, went outside the animal, and then it brought it back in again. Hechzer brought it back in again. Ochel, mashmi not eat. So when my lab doesn't need to say the price, hechzer, parsa, ochel, parsa. But when the animal, the fetus, brings back its parsa hooves, you now and then you make the shkit the same. You're even allowed to eat the pasta that was outside. So again, mashmi, even the uber, the chere, the yad that was outside, because mutter b'shchita. So that's not pshat the braisa, loy. Hechzer pasa echalu, but just mean to say, if the hooves were brought back in again, and then you make a shchita, so just uber itself you're allowed to eat. So what's the question? E uber, if we're talking about the uber itself that never went out yet, so my ira hechzer, what do you have to say? The case is that the hooves were brought back in again. I feel like that's an army. Even if the hooves were not brought back in, even if they're still outside, but so what? It should be mutabachino. The uber itself. Again, this Amr of Nachum by Yitzchak, when Yitzchak, the Chiddush of this writer is, El Mokam Chatach, that meaning is, if the Yad, the hoof is still outside, B'Shah Shchita, so now when you got to cut off the hoof, it can't stand cut off next to the, can't stand cut off the exact Mokam, but you have to go in a little bit and cut off a little bit of the fetus itself. That's not Chimin, if it was brought back in before Shchita, then you don't have to cut off from the fetus. Enough just to cut off exactly mitzumsum, the part that was outside. That's not communion, it was brought back before Shchita, lemokam chatach, you have to cut off a little bit more of the fetus or not. So Mara still says, for trei kroi konosiv lo, according to two different sukkim we're bringing down over here. So my love is paras techsa, paras seis, like two different sukkim we're dashing here. Rashi says, Masudi Gmolen, Afsamach test dashes these two sukkim. It says, "Behema teichlu or parso parso tichsil bei." Yeah, so the psukim were dashing. So the Gemara is, my love isn't talking about chad. One person needs to be matter liyever. The chad, the mokum chatach. That there are two psukim. One tach is matter even the yever itself. But will one person going to know the mokum chatach? But then the second person teaching us the whole yever is mutter. So the Gemara says, "No, chad the mokum chatach. For chad lekolot." The Meir Pora. The second pasuk is another Chiddush. And the first pasuk is Lemakom Chatach. Meaning to say that if it was Hechzer brought back again, so then you could cut off exactly Mitzumsim. You don't have to take off more from the fetus. Whereas if the Yad was still outside, then you have to take off from the fetus a little bit more. But the second pasuk is not to be Mater the Uber, not to be Mater the Aver itself. So the Yad is Mutter. No, the Yad could be itself. The second pasuk is liklate b'meyei poro and valibu Rav Shimon according to Rav Shimon. Now the halacha of lekolot b'meyei poro means where a poro, where a cow became pregnant, and the fetus inside, his hooves are not cut, are not split. They're flat hooves. That's called kolot, which really is a simen of a behemoth tumeya. So going now, libu to Rav Shimon. The what the Yom Rav Shimon holds that kolot ben poro is also. It means if a poro, if a cow gives birth to the baby, and the behemoth now, the baby, its hooves are not split, it's kolot, he holds it also, even though it comes out of a cow, and usually a yotzim in our Torah is tor, Shimon knows since it has the money, tamei, it becomes tamei. But Chiddush is, Hani Mila, when do I say that? That the vlad is also, that taychid the yotzim I've heard of, only when it came out, after it's born, came out on the world. But here in the case, we have Yeshech, the mother, the poro, and inside the mother you find this uber, that its hooves are not split, Yeshari, it's mutter. That's what the second pasuk is teaching us now, that what's inside, the uber that's inside, is still mutter bechila. Only the part that's inside, the part that came outside, that's not awesome. Now, Ulu Amr Rav Yechon, this is over there, Rav Yechonon, my mutter, he dings it. And he says, no, even the yavur, even the piece that's outside, that's also mutter if it came back in again, b'shchita saying. Oh, Malay Rav Yehuda Luna, I, v'ho, Rav, v'shmud, yamatavai, v'ebol, v'shanamah, yud, v'ebol, v'shahibur, atzmeh, z'osa. So, oh, Malay, he said back to him, man yoyev lon, me'afro, the Rav Shmuel, who would give me some dirt, like, from Rav Shmuel, or malivan enayin, I put it into my eyes, meaning to say, like, I hold a lot from what they're saying. But what can I do that Elohoch Yom Rav Yechon, this is what Rav Yechon said, Elohoch Yom Rav Yechon, Ulu Feng Rav Yom Rav Yechon, that HaKol Hoye Bechlau. Everything was Bechlau, the Pesach of Bosa Basay the Treif, Bosa Basay the Treif, Lo Teichlu, anything you point outside the Mechitus, like is also Bechila. But so really, this hand that comes outside, the uber, the hand of the uber, that comes outside, really should be us, it should be Trefa. But not Kishapor, the Chua Kosm, the Torah says a prat, Gabe Chatis, Sheyotis, the Chutzpah Mechim, the Chosr is also. have a korban chatzis, but you bring it outside its mechitza. So that's a psul yetzi on it. Even though you bring it back inside again, it still remains also. So the yikin is chatzis, so the port lachmon abro. So no by chatzis that there's a plot to say, but it's also. Avo kol mili, anything else, kivon the hod ha-shari, once it returns, it comes back inside again, it becomes mutav achilo. So Rolf, even though this yad of the uber, the shas that went outside, it has a psul trefer on it, but later when it comes back in again, it becomes mutav. That's Umar's din, it's the name of Rabbi Yechanan. On this makes me have a question. It says, both of us said the trefer by Teichlu, that not Tamilim was supposed to come to teach us. So by this, the Fisha Metzini by Maisa Sheni, we found the Locha by Maisa Sheni, and Ubikurim by Bikurim. Rafa Fisha Yotzechusim Chitzosan. Even when you take these pairs of Maisa Sheni and the pairs of Bikurim, and you take them outside Yerushalayim, Avo Fisha Yotzechusim Chitzosan, the Chosu, then you bring them back inside Yerushalayim with Torah, that you'll not eat the Maisa Sheni still, or the Bikurim. If so, Yochla, I wanted to say, Av Zekain, the same thing applies by both of the seven treif also. Talmudim, it says no trefer. There is a trefer. Once it's chal, a psul trefer on the behemoth, on the meat, it remains a trefer. So the chura, it means to say the chura is aver. Once it went outside, it still remains also. Not like Uda, Amram Yechanan. So Mor says, Mait, Tamudu, what to leave me here? I'm a rabbi, kitrefer, I'd look like a trefer. My trefer, a regular trefer. Kivu, chinitra, once it becomes a trefer. Shuvain Lahetta, once a behemoth becomes a trefer, there's no way to matter anymore. So the same thing, after both, the same thing as meat. Kivan Shiyasa Chutzah Mechitza, once it goes outside the Mechitza, it's Shuvain Lahetta, it has no more Hetta anymore. It's Alechura, Tiyufta, Diva Tiyufta. There should be Kasha Numa, here it's Mashma, once the Avra goes outside the behemoth. They get Nisa Trefu on it, the Nisa Trefu remains and can't go off anymore. Even though it's brought back inside again, it still remains also. So we're saying the comes to Tiyuftanula. Some amount, what we just said before, the fish and Matina, since we found the Maestashenu Bikurim. So did I watch that when they go outside they could come back in again? So the more Hechim Matina, where do we find this clear? Yes, the Pasuk says, Loisucha Lecho Besharecha. You cannot eat Besharecha Maestah Degoncha. So Dashim Besharecha Udletechel. Av Yot Bechutsu Mechitzasam Bechazru Mutarim. So yes, the Pasuk says, Loisucha Lecho Besharecha means outside Yerushalayim you can eat Maestasheni. So these Besharecha Udletechel, only outside Yerushalayim. Av Yot, so it goes outside Yerushalayim, Chutsu Mechitzasam Bechazru, goes back in again, Mutarim. That's what I said, Maestah Shein will be cool, if it comes back into Yerushalayim, Avad is still not eat it. Now, but my Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Master Rav, it went like this, that Rabbi Merav says, Yesh Leidah Le'evorim, it went like this, that the cloud of Yesh Leidah Le'evorim, even if only one Eivor comes out, it's sort of like a Leidah. I mean to say, when the Yad comes out of the animals, it's also, even though it comes back in again. And Rabbi Yechon Rav, no, ain't Leidah Le'evorim, no, that the hand goes out and then comes back in again, it's not cool like later, it becomes mutter. My benayu, ikka benayu, lemeisa miyuti eva shebefnim, to ask for this little meat eva that's inside. So the more means, what difference how you touch it up for the same later, or there's no psa yetze? So what it says, nafkamina is, miyut eva shebefnim, means if rogue over the eva went out and the meat is still inside, see if you stole it in later, it would become osa, and also it would become osa. According to first lesson, what's inside will not be yasa. It's only yasa what's outside, not what's inside. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We are holding that samaches on the base and banam the Gemara. We'll start over again. The Gemara said that the Marof and Eretz Yisrael master yochi. They learned like this the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That before we had the locha was the aver, the yad that came out. Before Shchita, is that Mutter, if it's brought back in again before Shchita. That's the gears we had before. Now, and that's a short one, like this to Machor Yitzin Rav and Rav Yechanan, that Rav Oma Yech Leida Leivorim, that's called a Leida, if one Aver, if one Yad goes outside the womb, so it's called a Leida, and therefore even if it comes back in again, still it's also has Nisa Trefer on it. For Rav Yechanan says, no, ain't Leida Leivorim. He holds no. Even though the yad went out, as long as it comes back in again before shchita, it's not called the leida, therefore it's mutter b'achila. So Mer says, Ma'ad b'nai, what's the difference when you learn like this gears of Eretz Yisrael a gizel locha of leidom. We learned a locha we had before. Stam, if the eva that goes out, does it have a shame issa treifer on it or not? Samora says yes. Now the difference would be lemeisa miyut eva shvetnim. In the case, let's say that roiv of the hand went out, but a miyut, the minority of it, is still left inside. See, if you learn, it's called a leida. Let the Eretz Yisrael learns. So according to Rav, even the miyut that's inside would also be awesome. Because it's called a leida on that hand like was born already. So since roiv of it is outside, it will be chalan yisra upon the whole hand. But if you learn like the first Pshat in the Gemara, it's only what goes outside, it went out chutz l'mechitzas, out of the womb, that has an yisra trefer on it. But the miyut, the little part of the yad that's still left inside, on that would not be chal any yisra at all, even according to Rav. That's nafgimina, how you learn whether it's called yesh leido or stam, whatever goes outside, has the yisra trefer chal on it. Now the Gemara says, he boiled, we have a question like this. The divrei yom, according to Rav Yechanan, that says, ain leido le'ehorim, no, that if even if one hand comes out, as long as it comes back in again before shchitis muta, it's not called like it was born. Hoitzi uberes yoda, what's going to be if the uber, the fetus, puts out its hand, the herzira, and then it brings it back in again before shchita. The chozav hoitzi es yodoi, then later it takes out the other hand, and again the herzira brings it back in again before shchita. Ashleshlima the ruboi, that now it comes out of the maisa robe of the body of this fetus was really outside the womb. Just each little time, each part came back in again. Ma, what's the locha? Mi aminudu, I say, hanofik leruba, that most of the body lemaisa was outside the womb, and therefore for sure it's called a leida. Therefore it would be also now to eat this, even though you make a shkit on the mother. Or do we maybe know, kiva on the hoda, since each piece when it went out was less than roiv, therefore that piece by itself does not have a shame leida on it, and since it came back in again, it's both of what went out. Lamaisa roiv did not go out at one time, and therefore still be mutav achila with the shechita same. And in Timtzvon, if you want to tell me in Timtzalayna that kivon the hoda, yes, since each piece came back in again, so it's not called up like a lady was done, and therefore later when you make a shechita on the mother, it's mata the fetus. If so, what's going to be hoitzi uber es yodoi? Again, let's say the fetus puts out its hand v'chotcha. And now the person comes and cuts off that hand. So, by itself, could be its ain leida, because it's only a miyut of the body. It's not rov of the body. But now what happened was, v'chozov oitzias yodai. Then the fetus puts out a second hand. And also v'chozov, he cut it out. Achleshlim l'ruvoi. Until roiv of the fetus is outside, chopped off. So, ma'abot v'locho. Like, do we say, the question is, what's left inside, is that going to be mutta v'shchita same? Me, I'm going to do, I say, Hanofik Lerubai. Most of the fetus went out already, so for sure it's called the Leda. Once it has a shame Leda on the whole fetus, even the piece that's inside is also not Mutter anymore, Beshchit the same. It's not called part of the mother anymore, it's called like it had a Leda, it had a birth already. Or do we maybe know, Ruba Bevasachas Binan. When is it called the Leda if most of it comes out at one time? But here, since it did not come out at one time, it's not called the Leda. And therefore, the piece that's still left inside, maybe is mut to beshchit the same. That's the shaila. But this the Gemara says, Tarshima coming here.